Happy New Year to you all on this first Sunday of 2021. We thank God for many things: His goodness, our salvation, His faithfulness, His presence with us, and our security in Him. Our theme for the next 10 weeks will be faith in action. Faith being the complete trust in God. Faith is the assurance that the things revealed and promised in the Word of God are true, even though unseen, and gives the believer a conviction that what he expects in faith will come to pass. Faith is exceedingly important in our salvation. Christ has provided the grace to be saved. We totally do not deserve it. He came, He suffered, He died for us, and He rose from the grave. We still have to have faith in Him. And when the psalmist says in Psalm 34, verse 8a, that we should taste and see that the Lord is good, we see an invitation to have faith by believing in Jesus, repenting of our sins, that's turning away from our sins, and living our lives in obedience to God. And we will see that the Lord is good. Faith can be living, or faith can be dead. Living faith always has works as its evidence, whereas faith without works is dead. Also, we are told in the Bible in Hebrews 11, verse 6, that without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Faith in God, putting it to action, is the way forward in 2021. There are so many biblical examples of men and women who demonstrated faith in God in their day-to-day lives. Our aim is to use aspects of the lives of some of them to encourage ourselves to demonstrate our faith in God in specific ways, such as persevering prayer, humility, obedience, endurance, resilience, repentance, servant leadership, and effective use of the gifts of the Holy Spirit to bless others. This week, our focus is faithful obedience. And the biblical example we'll study is Abraham, who was described as the father of those who demonstrate faith in God. In Galatians 3, verses 7 to 9, we read that those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you, so that those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. Abraham was described as the man of faith not because of what he merely said or declared repeatedly, but because of his actions, by which he demonstrated his faith in God. James chapter 2, verses 14 to 24 puts it this way. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but have no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do." You believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is justified by what he does and not by faith alone. Abraham, by his actions, demonstrated faith in God. Let us consider 3 points or highlights of Abraham's faithful obedience. The first one, Abraham obeyed God and left everything he was familiar with and was certain of into the unknown, living in tents. Anyone who chooses to cling with what is certain and familiar will not be able to obey God in this manner. In Genesis chapter 12, the Lord said to Abraham, "Leave your country, your people, your father's household, and go to the land I will show you." Abraham heard God and obeyed. We can only imagine that there were no mobile phones or means of communication with his people, his friends. But he had faith in God. No maps, no preview on the computer. He was just looking to obey his Creator. He obeyed as the Lord had told him. Considerations that you and I will have, assessments, safety, survival, health, security, and what the future will hold, we're all left to God. Abraham left as God had told him to. Some of us might be tempted to do things that God has not told us to do because we want to be presumptuous. But we should do what God has told us to do in his word. For example, be witnesses of what Jesus has done for us by saving us. Be ambassadors of his kingdom. Live your lives to please God and let people be blessed by what they see in you. Do to others as we would like them to do to us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he has promised to direct our paths and make them straight. Who doesn't want God, the Creator, to direct his paths and make them straight in this difficult and crooked and at times uncertain world? It is impossible to imagine Abraham's loss and our loss if Abraham had explained God's call away, or even rejected it like Esau did his birthright because of food. Abraham could have rejected it because of convenience, or worse still, ignored it. But Abraham obeyed God. Today, the effect of the obedience is still growing. Point number two, Abraham and Lot. In Genesis 13, Abraham and his nephew Lot, that he took with him when he left his people, experienced tremendous blessings. Maybe at this time, Lot thought, well, God is just blessing us. You know, just blessing us together, just blessing us. But they had to separate because they grew too large together. Abraham, the man that God promised to bless, saying, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Abraham allowed Lot, his nephew, to choose the land of his future dwelling from what was available in front of them. Lot chose by sight the well-watered land, plain in terrain, easy to farm or to graze his animals. But he separated from the carrier of God's promise. Lot broke free from the carrier of God's promises. Abraham relied on God's promises. He was proved right on all counts. God's goodness and mercy followed Abraham. It was not worth what he saw, what he looked, where he looked at, whether the terrain around him was what was left for him was not good. No, God's blessing was on Abraham. But we see shortly after that Lot continued to diminish among the wicked men of Sodom who were sinning against God. The land was good to the eyes, but hostile to God. Lot parted from the anointed one, the one that God had his promises on, choosing his future with his sight. But faithful God said to Abraham after Lot had parted from him, lift up your eyes from where you are and look north, south, east and west. I will give you and your offspring all this land forever. That is, wherever you look, 360 degrees, I, the Creator, will give you and your offspring forever. Shortly after, Abraham was told that Lot was in trouble. He had to go and rescue Lot. Abraham continued to be kind to Lot. His focus was on God, who had promised him. He continued to be kind to Lot, but trusted and obeyed God, and pleaded for Lot's life, together with his family. Lot was rescued with his daughters, but lost his wife and everything that he had. Imagine Lot's musings, his regrets, his loss. He could not restore any of his past. It must have been a sad time for him, a depressing time. Abraham increased, Lot decreased. Abraham had the promise, but Lot had the regret. Abraham followed God. Lot followed what he could see with his eyes, resulting in everlasting gain for Abraham because he obeyed God. Point number three, Abraham passed the ultimate test. We can see that this test, the test of faith, the call to have faith in obedience, is lifelong. It's not one-off. Abraham passed the ultimate test and was prepared to sacrifice the one thing precious to him than anything else, his son Isaac, in obedience to God. Abraham had waited. Abraham had Isaac when he was 100 years old. That in itself was a big miracle. Sarah had Isaac when she was 91 years old. That's another big, big miracle. So much so that Sarah said to people, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. That was the rejoicing when they had Isaac. And also God had told Abraham that it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. He still submitted Isaac to God when God said he should sacrifice Isaac to him. Abraham reasoned that God was awesome, that God could raise the dead, that it was more important to obey God. If you are sure that it is God speaking to you and not that you are deluded. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the dead, and he became the father of all of us who have ongoing faith in God and show it by a complete willingness to obey God in everything. It's never too late to start. Our reward will also be very great. Some of them temporal, you receive them in this world, and certainly for all eternity, we will be blessed according to the promises of God. As we go into 2021, I implore you to live lives in obedience to God. Our reward is beyond our comprehension. Those who bless what God has not blessed are not doing you any favors. Those who name and claim when they are not living in obedience to God are not doing you any favors. God requires a repentant heart, fully yielded to him and humble. We get a glimpse of God's promise of our love for him and hence obedience to him. Psalm 91 verses 14 to 16. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Abraham had all of the above. And also, Abraham showed that faith is not a one-off, but all through our lives. Do you want all of the above too? Let us say, yes, Lord, I love you. I will obey you. Let us do it. We thank God for his provision, his grace to let us into 2021. Let us go in there, obeying him, giving him all the glory. Thank you for listening, and God bless you abundantly.